Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of the Benson Grove Baptist Hour. On behalf of Pastor Billy Cashwell and all of your friends at Benson Grove, let me welcome you to a Spirit-filled hour of singing and preaching from the Word of God. We invite you to tune in every Sunday from 2 to 3 p.m. right here on WCKB. You can contact us at 919-894-4120. We would love to hear from you and to know that you're listening. Now let's join the broadcast from Benson Grove.
Yes, this morning. First time visitors. Brent and his family are here, but they've been here before. But I wonder if any other first time visitors. Let us just give you a visitor's card, and if you will, and fill it out and drop it in the offplate. We're glad that you're here. Welcome all again to all our friends in the media audience. We're glad you're part of the services today. And men, we're going to take the offering here in just a few minutes. We're going to do something a little different today. We're going to give Rochester plenty of time to sing and minister this morning. But we're sure glad that you're here. I'll share these. Let me pray first. Heavenly Father, I do pray now the Holy Ghost of God, Lord, bless this service today. God, thank you for letting us be here, for a wonderful place to assemble. God, for the beautiful singing of the congregation, Brother Ricky leading the singing, and Miss Wanda and Cabot playing this morning. And I pray, God, the Holy Ghost, our Father, bless the balance of this service. We know, God, you've ordered it. We believe with all of our heart that God's your divine will and providence this morning for Brother Brent and his family to be here. And God, Lord, we want to hear from heaven today. And God, I pray God's people be helped and blessed with the music and with the message, testimonies, how God leads. And I pray, God, that you, Lord, if there's a lost person in the building or in the radio audience, that they'd come to know Christ today. And then, Lord, I pray, God, that, Lord, you'd encourage every saint of God. And we'll thank you and praise you and give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus loves me. This I know. For the Bible tells me so. For the Bible, it tells me so.
You recognize the set going up, and everything will be, we'll be in Jerusalem here before you know it, amen. But God's been good. We're going to have a great time this year, praying that God will move in the Easter drama through the eyes of Peter. It's March the 24th and 25th, the 28th and 30th, 7 p.m. each night. We'll open the doors at 6 o'clock, and of course, it's all free, but we do ask that you go either call the office and get tickets, or go online, eventbrite.com, and you can get your tickets there. All of our friends in the media audience and here in the auditorium, and that way we can, because we'll fill up every night. And so we want to make sure you get in, and we just get to a point. That's all we can take that night. But you come quick, and you get your night you want to come. We've been blessed all these years to know the Rochester family. And Brent and his family have been out west for a great number of years, so we hadn't got a chance to see and fellowship with them as much as some of the rest of the family. But I know that you love them, you appreciate them. They came by some time ago, just briefly, and we had opportunity to have them to come back this morning. They just, last year or so, made their home base up in Virginia, across the mountain from where Brother Tom's at, on that side, the other side of New Market up there. But God's been on them. God's been using them for many, many years. I want you to make welcome this morning the Brent Rochester family as they minister to you.
On the resurrection morning, when all the dead in Christ shall rise, I'll have a new body. Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
Eternal
sown in weakness, raised in power, ready to live in paradise.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
I'll have a new hope of eternal with the redeemed of God to stand.
There'll be no more sorrow,
no more pain, there'll be no more strife,
no strife.
Yes, raised in the likeness of my Savior, ready to live in glory.
Glad I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
Free from every imperfection, youthful and happy I shall be.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life. Glorified with him forever, death will be lost in victory.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
Oh, yes. I'll have a new hope of eternal with the renewed of God to stand.
There'll be no more sorrow,
no more pain, there'll be no more strife,
no strife.
Yes, raised in the likeness of my Savior, ready to live.
I'll be glad
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
What a hallelujah morning when the last trump of God shall sound.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
Graves on bursting, saints are shouting, heavenly beauty all around.
I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
I'll have a new hope of eternal with the redeemed of God to stand.
There'll be no more sorrow,
no more pain, there'll be no more strife,
no strife.
Yes, raised in the likeness of my Savior, ready to live
in
glory.
I'll
be glad I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
I'll have a new hope of eternal with the redeemed of God to stand.
There'll be no more sorrow,
no more pain, there'll be no more strife,
no strife.
Yes, raised in the likeness of my Savior, ready to live
I'll
in glory.
Be
glad I'll have a new body.
Praise the Lord, I'll have a new life.
Eternal. Amen.
All right, great to be with you. Thank you, Brother Cashel, for allowing our family to be with y'all on a Sunday morning. I don't think we've ever been here on a Sunday morning. We've been here a couple of Sunday nights. Last time we were here, y'all got snowed or iced out. You remember that? And the church was the only building around. I think all the houses were out of power, but the church power was on. And we still had service. We had about 40, 50 folks here that night. Had a great time. But it's good to be with y'all on a Sunday morning. Good to see that sun shining out there. We traveled all day in the rain yesterday. It was good to see that sun. Michael, would you tell the folks a little bit about our table out there, and we'll get ready for the next song.
Well, it is good to be back in North Carolina. This is one of my favorite states. Raised down in South Carolina, so it's almost as good as that. It's good to be with y'all here today. We do have our table back in the back, and our family's recorded 4 different CDs, so please stop by and see us after the service. We'd love to meet you and talk with you. And also, there's some information back there about our online music instruction website, thegospelworkshop.com. We have instruction for guitar. And I'm always encouraged whenever I walk into a church, and, you know, most churches have a piano. But, man, when you got a bass. But y'all need a banjo and a guitar, maybe 2 or 3 guitars up here. Maybe a mandolin. There, I don't meet many mandolin pickers. We need more mandolin pickers out there. But if the Lord has given you any ability at all to learn an instrument, I would encourage you to do that and start using it for the Lord. Our website offers guitar right now, so if you're interested in that, you can avail yourself of that. But Lord willing, we're going to be adding some of our other instruments in the near future, so I would encourage you to learn. Use your talents for the Lord. What a waste it is to get good at something and never use it to bring honor and glory to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. So I would encourage you. What are we going to do?
Well, I need
Jesus. You need Him too.
Upon his head, piercing thorns, a bloodstained red. The man who the scarlet purple rose. Judgment hall, he was marked with scorn by all, as the tear of sorrow fell upon his cheek. The soldiers of the wicked men smote him with their evil hands. The man who wore the scarlet purple robe my Savior wore. Oh, the shame for me he bore, as he stood alone forsaken on that day. There they placed upon his head piercing thorns of bloodstained red, the man who wore the scarlet purple robe. Words of truth that day were plain from the lips of Pilate came. In this man I find no reason he should die. But the multitude then cried, let him now be crucified. The man who wore the scarlet purple robe. Oh, they hung him on the cross, there he died for all the lost. He shed his precious blood for those in sin. But on the third day he arose, lives today, I surely know. The man who wore the scarlet purple robe my Savior wore. Oh, the shame for me he bore, as he stood alone, forsaken on that day. There they placed upon his head piercing thorns of bloodstained red, the man who wore the scarlet purple robe.
I'll let my daughter give a word of testimony. Her name is Kidron, and she leads this next song, so I'll let her introduce this song to you.
Well, I'm so thankful for the day when I realized that I was lost and that I couldn't get to heaven on my own. And I remember asking my mom that day, I said, Mama, can you help me? I'm so afraid about eternity. I know I'm not going to heaven. And the mom took me straight to God's word and showed me how I could know for sure that I was on my way to heaven. And that was the best day of my life. This next song that we're going to sing is actually mom's favorite hymn. It's called Lead Me to Calvary. And I'm just so thankful that the Lord tugged on my heart that day and led me to Calvary, and Jesus took away my sin.
King of my life, I crown thee now. Thine shall the glory be, lest I forget thy thorn crown brow. Lead me to Calvary.
Michael, won't you give a word of testimony this morning?
Well, I would like to thank the Lord for saving me. I was saved when I was 10 years old, and I'm thankful for that the Lord showed me my need of a Savior, and I realized that need at an early age. And how many of you have seen the movie Ben-Hur with Charlton Heston, the old movie? Okay, a lot of you have. It's a pretty long movie, about four and a half hours long. But I couldn't sleep one night, and I got up, went into our living room, and Daddy had gotten up. He couldn't sleep that night either, for some reason, and he went into the living room and turned on Ben-Hur in the middle of the night. So you know Daddy, he was planning on, he wasn't going to sleep anymore. He's going to stay up all night watching that. But anyway, those of you that seen it, you know that there's a scene of the crucifixion in the movie. And whenever I came in, that scene just started playing. And the Lord started working on my heart. And I just couldn't help but think, you know what? Jesus shed his blood for me, and that blood is still flowing to save me from my sins. And I realized that I wouldn't always have that opportunity. And the Lord wasn't obligated to give me another opportunity to get saved. And we finished watching that movie, and Daddy led me to the Lord there in our living room right after that. I think it was about 3 or 4 in the morning. But you know what? The Lord can save you anytime, anywhere. And the Lord is not limited to what we're limited to. He can do whatever he wants to do. And I thank him for saving me. I thank him that we're able to travel together as a family and serve the Lord. It's nothing better than to be in the ministry full time. And we enjoy doing this together. We don't fight much, but it's over pretty quick. But, you know, the Lord gives you the grace to do what he's called you to do, and we enjoy doing this together. And I hope you enjoy this song. It's called Be Assured.
I'm a man, flesh and blood. I've found something, I'm sure. I was made from the dust, and the dust I will return. But the dust ain't the end, cause in my heart I know I'm spirit and soul, to the Father's home I go. Be assured, if you trusted in the Lord, all who call on his name are gonna live forevermore. All who call on his name are gonna live forevermore. Be assured, if you trusted in the Lord, all who call on his name are gonna live forevermore.
You know, I think one of the most glorious words in all the Bible is a four-letter word, C-O-M-E. Jesus says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Another place he said, all that the Father giveth to me shall come to me, and him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out. Have you ever come to Jesus? It'll be the greatest day of your life when you come to Jesus. What an invitation. The God of all glory, of all the universe, bids us to come to him. and receive forgiveness of sins. You know, Jesus said he came to save his people from their what? If you haven't been saved from your sins, you haven't been saved, because Jesus came to save you from your sins. You say, well, I thought he came to save me from hell. Well, he did, but if he can't save you from your sins, he certainly can't save you from hell. But Jesus came to die on the cross. Not only did he die on the cross for our sins, the Bible says he was buried and that he rose again the third day. According to the scriptures, he rose again the third day for our justification, the Bible says, so that we could be righteous, not in our own righteousness, but have the righteousness of Jesus Christ applied to our hearts and our lives. That's a blessing to know that you're saved. Hope you know the Lord Jesus Christ today and the free pardon of sin. We'd like to do a song now. It talks about seeking the lost. You know, Jesus also said that he came to, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. And hope you enjoy this old song, Seeking the Lost.
I had a miscommunication.
I faked you out on that one, didn't I?
That would have sounded really bad if I'd have started out in A minor and they'd been in G.
Seeking the lost, yes, kindly entreating wanderers on the mountain astray. Coming to me, his message repeating, words of the Master speaking today.
Going afar,
going far,
upon
the mountain,
bringing the wanderer back again,
back again,
into the fold
of my Redeemer,
Jesus the Lamb,
for sinners slain. Lost and pointing to Jesus, souls that are weak and hearts that are sore, leading them forth in ways of salvation, showing the path to life evermore.
Going afar,
upon the mountain,
bringing the wanderer back again.
Into the fold
of my Redeemer,
Jesus the Lamb,
for sinners slain.
Thus it would go on, missions of mercy, following Christ from day to day, cheering the faint and raising the fallen, pointing the lost to Jesus the way.
Going afar,
upon the mountain,
bringing the wanderer back again, into the fold
of my Redeemer,
Jesus the Lamb,
for sinners slain.
Jesus the Lamb,
for sinners slain.
Now we'll do the one that he thought we were going to do, which is probably the one I was supposed to do. You know, I try to keep these kids on guard. You know, Daddy may change the course right in the middle of the stream, so... You got to be ready for that with me. But anyway, Isaac, why don't you get a word of testimony this morning?
Well, that's all right. As long as we didn't start on two different songs, we'll be all right. That sounds like a train wreck. I thank the Lord for allowing us to be with you folks this morning. And thank the Lord for saving me. I was saved whenever I was 10 years old as well. And September the 18th, 1999. And I'm so thankful that the Lord... came into my heart. I was a stubborn fella. He worked on me for about 6 months, convicted my heart, and finally said yes to Jesus. I haven't always been what I ought to be since then, but, you know, it's not about our feelings. It's not about any of that stuff. It's, if you've been justified, you're on your way to heaven. And I enjoy serving the Lord with my family and getting to play music. It's fun to get to play together as a family. It's a little different than if you're getting together as a band. At least when you're a family, you can all get together and schedule practice times easier, right? So it's a wonderful thing. We enjoy traveling the country and serving the Lord. We've been as far as Utah in the last year or so, and Idaho and Montana. So we travel a lot of miles and go a lot of places, and we just thank the Lord for his blessings upon us. Okay, this is Cummings Center's Poor Needy.
Everything that I need. He's my bread.
He's my bread.
When I'm hungry.
When I'm hungry.
He's my shelter from troubled wind.
Troubled wind.
He's my
anchor
in life's ocean. And most of
all,
he's my best friend.
He's my best friend.
And most of all, he's my best friend.
A couple of years ago, we were in California singing, and we were in Santa Maria. And we just got done, and we were tearing down as we normally do after a service. And we had an assistant pastor there at the church come up to us and said, "You know, I've written a song, and I really need some help." And so I grabbed my guitar back out of the vehicle, and I went back inside. And he started singing this next song that we're about to do, and it really touched my heart. And about 30 minutes later, we had a little demo recorded, and we asked him if we could record the song on our next CD, which we did. It's called Lead Me to Calvary. It's in the back there. Y'all can check that out after service. But I'm sure that you'll be blessed by this song. It's a wonderful song. It's called He Strengthens Me.
I will not know, but as I walk on through this life, I will know heartache, pain, and strife. Though God should give me many years, my memories will be filled with tears. But in my heart, here's what keeps me pressing on.
Isaac wrote a song a while back about heaven, and I'd like for them to sing it for you today. It's called I Can't Wait. Jesus was my favorite preacher. Get any amens on that?
Amen.
No one ever could preach like Jesus. Jesus was a straight shooting preacher. When you heard Jesus preach, you didn't have to wonder what he meant. Unless he was speaking to the scribes and Pharisees. Sometimes he diverted them off in parables. You know, parables were a tool that the Lord used to both reveal truth and to conceal truth, depending on who the audience was. You know, if the Bible says, who hath ears to hear, let him hear. And if you got ears to hear, Jesus has got a message for you. But if you want to criticize him and blaspheme him like those scribes and Pharisees did in Matthew chapter 12, then chapter 13, he started speaking to them in parables. But if you got ears to hear, Jesus wants you to hear what he has to say this morning. You know, Jesus was a straight shooting preacher. Jesus says, you're either on my right hand or you're on my left. Isn't that right? Jesus says, you're either for me or you're against me. Jesus says, you're either saved or you're lost. There's no middle ground. Jesus said, you're either a sheep or you're a what? A goat. Jesus says, you're either a wise man who's building your house on a rock, or you're a foolish man building your house on the sand. Jesus says, you're either a good fruit, a good tree, I'll get that right in a minute, a good tree that bringeth forth good fruit, or you're an evil tree that bringeth forth what? Evil fruit. Well, Jesus was a straight shooting preacher, was he not? Amen. Now, in the final judgment, it's important that you're on that saved side. Yes, sir. You don't want to be on that lost side at the great white throne judgment. Now, you got time and you got opportunity here today to get saved. If you're not saved, I'm sure the pastor wouldn't care if you just came to the altar right now. We'll just stop everything we're doing and lead you to Christ. But Jesus was preaching there in John chapter 6, and he was preaching a hard message. You know, in the first part of that chapter, it's a very long chapter, but in the first part of chapter John chapter 6, Jesus had fed the 5,000. And that was just men. No telling what the women and the children, how many people he really fed that day with just, what, two loaves or two fishes and five barley loaves? And they took up 12 baskets full of the fragments. What a miracle Jesus performed. And the people were just thronging him. They were talking about even making him a king. Now, what's wrong with that? What's wrong with the people in John chapter 6 talking about making Jesus a king? They didn't know who they were dealing with, did they? He was already king, brother. He was already the King of Kings. How are you going to make a man a king who's already the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords? Jesus, you see, knows what's in the heart of man. He knew what was in the hearts of those people. He knew why they were really following him. To watch another miracle? To get fed again? You know, a lot of people got the idea that you just tack on Jesus. Brother, you don't tack on Jesus. He's Lord of your life or he's not. And you don't just add on Jesus to everything else you want to do. When you receive Jesus, you receive him as the Lord, as the Lord God. And so Jesus began preaching a hard sermon there in John chapter 6. He's talking about drinking his blood and eating of his flesh. Pastor, they didn't understand that. Jesus is not talking literally there. He's not, but he's talking spiritually there. He's talking about partaking of him, knowing him in a personal way. Do you know Jesus personally? That's the question this morning. And the Bible says so many people got offended at that. They started walking away from Jesus. And Jesus turned to the 12 disciples and he said, "Will you also go away?" Peter said, "Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And we believe and are sure that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God." Don't turn away from Jesus today if you're not saved. Avail yourself of this opportunity. If the Lord's speaking to your heart, won't you come to this altar? The preacher will be down here with the Bible to show you how to be saved. The Lord gave Isaac a song out of that scripture. I hope you'd listen close to the words. We'll sing this song, and then we'll do one final song for invitation this morning. This song is called, "Will You Also Go Away?"
Jesus said unto the crowds, "You must partake of me to receive eternal life and divine royalty. From that time on, many people walked away. Then Jesus turned and faced the 12. And this they heard him say, 'Will you also go away as the others have done? Will you also go away and leave God's only Son?' Then Peter answered him, 'Lord, to whom shall we turn? There's no one else. There's no one else but you.'" As God's people here on earth, we need to do the job at hand. There is so much left undone today in this land. If they turn a deaf ear to us and they think they've time to play, the only hope the sinners have is that we stand
stand to our feet this morning. We'll have a time of invitation. Jesus said in Revelation chapter 3, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man will hear my voice and will open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him, and he with me." I'd like to sing this last song. Sinner friend, if you're not saved, won't you come down to this altar and let the pastor or someone take the Bible, God's word, and show you how to be saved and know it today. Christian friend, maybe you need to pray about a lost loved one or some other matter. Won't you avail yourself of prayer in this altar this morning as we sing this song, this last final song, "The Savior is Waiting."
We have our heads bowed and eyes are closed this morning. God's Holy Spirit speaking to your heart, inviting you to come that you might have everlasting life. Come unto me, all you that labor and heavy laden, I'll give you rest. The Bible says, "He that hath Christ hath life. He that hath not the Son of God hath not life." You're either saved or lost. If you know you're saved this morning, I'm going to ask you just, we have our heads bowed and eyes are closed. Nobody see it but me and the Lord. You know you're saved this moment. You just raise your hand. And for just a few moments, will you thank him for saving you, giving you eternal life? Thank you that you're saved. Amen. I was reading this morning the book of Ephesians. He said, speak to yourselves psalms, hymns, spiritual songs. Singing, making melody in your heart to the Lord. And the Bible said, and you ought to be thankful. Be thankful that He saved you. Rejoice in that. Thank you so much. And I wonder this morning if there's a man, a woman, a boy, a girl in the building that's, if you died right now, you don't know you'd get to heaven. You say, Brother Billy, I'd love to be saved. I want to be saved before it's too late. And preacher, will you pray for me? I want to pray for you. I'm not going to embarrass you. I'm not going to try to come to you. If you want to talk to me, I'll help you. But if you're here and you say, preacher, if I die now, I don't know for sure that I'd go to heaven. And I want you to pray for me. Would you raise your hand right up? Let me see it. It's right back down. Across the congregation. Anybody in the whole building this morning? Anybody like that? Anybody? Our Heavenly Father, this morning we are very thankful for your presence. Thank you for Brother Brent and his family. Lord, for the songs that, God, you put on their heart containing great truth about the wonderful Savior. God, we're glad that, Lord, you can be saved, washed in the blood. Glad, our Father, we know heaven is our home because of Jesus Christ died for us, and by faith we received Him. We pray, God, your blessing on this family. Lead, direct them in all that they do for your glory. And God, we're going to thank you and praise you. Now, Lord, I didn't see anybody's hand that said they were lost. I don't know how many is in the media or the radio audience. But God, I pray the Holy Ghost of God would speak to them. And that, Lord, something's been said or sung this morning. That, God, you pierced their hearts. And God, they know they need a Savior. And I pray, God, they'd be born again by the grace of God. For every burden, every care, we pray, our Father, Lord, you'd help us to learn to cast all our cares on you. Because you care for us. God, we commit it all to you and trust you in it. God, we'll thank you and praise you and give you glory in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Friends, you've been listening to the Benson Grove Baptist Hour. We pray this broadcast has been a blessing to you and that God's Word would speak to your heart throughout the week. If we can assist you, please call the church offices at 919-894-4120. We'd love to hear from you and to know that you're listening. We also invite you to attend the services at Benson Grove. The church is located on Highway 50, just 6 miles north of Benson. If you cannot attend in person, join our live internet broadcast every Sunday at 11 a.m. and again at 6:30 p.m. Just open your computer web browser to www.bensongrovebaptist.org. Choose the Sermons tab and follow the instructions on the screen. Join us for the Benson Grove Baptist Hour each Sunday afternoon from 2 to 3 p.m. right here on WCKB. God bless you and have a great day.